Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
So what does this mean then for Richard Allen going forward and the case itself with the way that what Judge Gall has argued, which I get it, if we're going just to the letter of the law, it makes some sense what their argument is. But at the same point, there's a lot of things that do need to be dissected here and dealt with. Is this just punting it down the road at some point where it's going to be brought up in some other way, shape, and form? Or does this pretty much, you know, say we don't need to argue any of this? We don't need to bring you any sort of resolution to these.
Well, interestingly, if they get to the merits, okay, so say they agree with the relator, Kara and Richard, in terms of their argument as to why they had to skip that step. Let's just pretend that the Supreme Court lets them survive that defective aspect of it.
Yeah.
And say, okay, we find that this is an extraordinary circumstance. We're going to allow you to skip that step because we think in the totality of the circumstances that it's called for here. Mm-hmm. And we get to the merits. Which is, again, you know, was there due process? Was the fact that they had multiple conversations about this possible DQ leading up into the 19th that they should have known and they should have been prepared and that they find that sufficient, or that they find that the judge, it was within her discretion to be able to remove them, and that, you know, that these particular findings that she made without an evidentiary hearing were sufficient, and that it was within her purview to be able to take them off the case or not allow them to enter their appearances. If that's the case and they rule on it, that is done. Mm-hmm. Like, he cannot then take a second bite of the apple if he gets convicted and say, man, I got completely screwed because I lost my lawyers at the beginning of the case.
Yeah.
And she put on two guys from her home turf who she knows she's going to be able to control, who in no way, shape, or form are going to be able to prepare for trial in a timely fashion, and more likely than not are going to abandon the defense that I want to put forth, you know, but he's done. Like, so yeah. You almost have to hope that they do lose it here, because I'd rather have that. But see, the problem is once you get convicted, getting things overturned on appeal, but that right to counsel, it's almost like an automatic remand.
Yeah.
That is the one thing, like, because it moved out from where they had been appointed, because the Supreme Court, you know, has started to change his tune in terms of appointed attorneys, like public defenders, where it's always been that you have no say so. Like, you don't have the money. It's inequitable when you like start thinking about it.
Sure.
That people with money, obviously the Sixth Amendment applies to them, but people that are broke who have to have public defenders, they don't, it doesn't apply to them. The Sixth Amendment, your right to counsel. So like, you can't just do like a bunch of attorney shopping. If like you appoint, the judge appoints you a public defender, you're like, man, this guy sucks. I don't want this guy as my lawyer. You realize that like after meeting with him once, or the guy never calls you, or the gal, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, this lawyer's not doing any work. I want a new lawyer. You know, you can't go to the judge and say that, you know, it's like, you just can't pick, like cherry pick your lawyers when they're appointed. And so the Supreme Court has always said that. And then, you know, the argument becomes this continuity argument. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, these guys had been working on the case for a year, mm-hmm. had about 1,000 hours into it. You know, and they had created a true attorney-client bond.
Yeah.
So there was it had changed from just a regular appointment of a regular PD to these guys were handling it as if they were private counsel, and they really were. You know, but that all went away as soon as these two guys entered their pro bono appearances. It then became counsel of choice. Mm-hmm. So, like, that issue, frankly, would allow, I think, Rick Allen to get a new trial if he gets convicted just on that alone.
Yeah.
So it's almost better for him if you think it out, like all the
long,
way.
Long way, yeah.
It's a long way, you know, for the Supreme Court to just go through, deny it on the procedural thing, have it get kicked back. Because what I think will happen, Tony, is if these two guys don't get reinstated, I believe that another lawyer will step up, mm-hmm. another private counsel will step up and enter his appearance pro se. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think it's that type of case.
Yeah.
You know, and like people can think whatever they want about, oh, well, the attorney's just doing it for the publicity. Well, maybe, but who cares?
But if they can do a better job, why not?
Yeah. Well, exactly.
If you're Richard Allen, right. I don't care at that moment.
Right. And like, why should an attorney have to go in and do a massive amount of work for free?
Sure.
You know, like I have no problem with an attorney if he's going to get publicity and he does a good job. And especially if Richard Allen's innocent.
Yeah.
Which Baldwin and Rosie are like lying on the sword saying that he's innocent. Like, mm-hmm. this is in like the typical lawyer defense thing. Oh, my guy's innocent of the crime. You know, this is like they're adamant
yeah.
that this guy is innocent. They truly believe that he's innocent. I mean, sure. that's why they're putting up this fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to know, and I can tell you from doing it for 20 years, I always zealously represent my clients, always. But if I had a client that I came to find out after I got all the discovery that was actually innocent, like didn't commit the crime.
Yeah.
I would be fighting just like this to stay on the case to fight.
Sure.
You know, it's like, whereas if I got all the discovery and it looks like they pretty much got my guy dead to rights with the evidence. Mm-hmm. And I know that any competent attorney is going to be able to go in there, make sure he gets a fair trial, make sure he understands the process, mm-hmm. you know, do their jobs, represent them zealously, make sure the cops did their jobs right. You know, like a majority of attorneys can do that are competent, you know, but when you get a situation where you think that the guy's actually innocent, it changes things. And like yeah. the way that they're fighting to stay into this tells me that it's not that other situation, because otherwise they'd be like, all right, man, we put up the fight. I'm sure these other two attorneys are fine attorneys. They can handle it. They got the evidence. They're going to get them anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they know what the evidence in the case is against Allen.
Yeah.
You know, and they know what they've seen. They know what they've read. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see how it shakes out. But like at the end of the day, like I said, I think if ultimately they don't prevail and they're not reinstated to the case, I think that there will be another attorney that will ride in on a big giant stallion with a big constitutional yeah. shield saying, I'm coming in to take the case over. And Allen will, of course, you know, opt to go with this, because I'm sure it would be a high profile guy.
Sure.
That would come in on a case like this. And, you know, he'll take over the defense of it. You know, like, I don't think he's going to end up with Scremin and Libredo no matter what. Like, that's a scary proposition. And again, both of those guys might be very capable attorneys, but the circumstances under which they've been appointed, leave me very uneasy about the whole thing. Like they're not who Allen wants, but beyond that, they appear to be home-picked guys for Gull.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a very long thought on why she actually did this. And it has nothing to do with the leak in and of itself. I think that she used the leak and the other things as to why she ultimately booted these guys from the case. But what I really believe, and if you've ever tried a case, you'd understand that coming into like the 12th, 13th of October, when they're going back and forth, when the leak thing happens, and Rosie told the judge, I think it was in an email or in a phone conversation, that, look, we are going to be ready to go to trial in January. Like, we're going to be filing our speedy demand, which means if for those folks out there that don't understand what a speedy trial demand is, it's if you're in custody or out of custody, when you make a demand, it's got to be, and it varies from state to state, but it's got to be by that date. Mm-hmm. So the date from which he was arrested to January 8th was going to fall within the time in which they had to bring him to trial. And it's ironclad. Mm-hmm. There is no, the state can't come in and say, we need a continuance. You know, we're not ready to go to, it's too bad.
Yeah.
You have to go to trial, or the case against Richard Allen gets dismissed if they don't start trial on the date before the speedy date runs. So it's a drop dead date. So when I believe that when he told her that, and she knew in her mind, and the state knew in its mind, Nick McClelland's mind, and this is before McClelland had any help. Like, I kept walking in there and I'm looking at Nick McClelland sitting alone at counsel's table. And I'm like, where is this dude's help? Like, you cannot try a case like this alone. You need a trial partner on this thing. If for anything, just to help you getting through the documents, to break up the cross-examinations and directs, you need to split the work because it's too much for one lawyer to do. And you know, and on that date, up until that point, McClelland was alone. There was no way that he was going to be ready to go to trial January 8th. There's no way.
Sure.
I mean, would he have gone? Yes, he would have. Would he have been properly prepared? There's no way in hell.
Yeah.
He couldn't be. It's just too much work. It's like, people don't understand. It's like lawyers just aren't winging it, walking into court at trial. Oh, I'm going to ask this guy a bunch of questions. No, man. And it's like a massive amount of work.
Yeah.
You know, and beyond that, it's like all of the motion work would have had to have been done prior to that trial date. In 2 months, in terms of a trial looming, you remember how, like, when you were back in school and, like, you would take a test and you remember how time moved differently? Mm-hmm. Like, if it was kind of a test that you were struggling with.
Sure.
And it was, you know, it was going to take the entire period. And whether it was math, if you struggle with math, like me, I struggle with math, hence the law school, you know, but, like, that time moves faster.
Yeah.
Time just moves much quicker in those situations. So multiply that by 50 when you're talking about 2 months period, when you're trying to prepare for a trial like this, where you've got to do all of your pleadings, file all of your motions or responses to motions. You have to get all of your witnesses ready. You have to find experts, get them ready, have them do reports. You've got to get them prepared for trial. You've got to prep them for their testimony. You've got to do everything. Everything. You've got to prepare all your cross-examinations for all the state's witnesses, and the state has to prepare all the crosses for who they think the defense is good. It's like the amount of work involved is 24 hours a day for 2 months straight is like not nearly enough time to get it done. So, and for Gull, that would have meant that she was going to have to work every day through the holidays. Every day that they would have to be preparing the motions, they'd have to be arguing the motions, because she doesn't get to choose what motions he gets to file and what he doesn't. If they file it, she has to set it for a hearing.
Sure.
And there has to be a hearing. And that means that she's got to be in there for every court date that she sets these hearings. And she hadn't even finished reading the memo and hadn't even begun to review the 1,500 items of discovery that were attached as exhibits. Meaning that she was a long way away from having even that done. And they still were going to probably file motions to quash the arrest, motions to suppress. you know, because we had one motion to suppress, which was for the Franks hearing, was leading into the motion to suppress. Yeah. The search of Richard Allen's home, but they were going to still try to keep the ballistics out or the tool markings, mm-hmm. the unspent casing. Yeah, there was a ton to be litigated, and she would have had to work through all the holidays. The only day she would have had off was Christmas Day. And I think that infuriated her. I really do. And I think that she believed that Nick McClellan wasn't going to be ready for trial either. And that she used this, you know, the leak is a scapegoat for her getting rid of these two guys, man. I mean, like, if I were able to, like, she'll never admit that, but you can just look at it. And if you have an understanding of what the speedy trial is and that it is a unforgiving deadline, that means they have to be ready. The state must be ready. They must proceed on that date or it's over. And I think that with that pressing date, and I have no reason to believe that these guys were bluffing. Like, I've heard people out there say, oh, they were just bluffing. I don't think so. I think that they were ready to go.
Yeah.
And you know, in the advantage from the defense side of it, that's part of the strategery. I like to use that fake word.
Strategery, yes.
It's great.
Seinfeld,
you know,
right?
But it's like, you know, I know if I'm making, my client's making a speedy demand, that is putting a huge amount of pressure on the state to get their case ready way before they typically have it ready, mm-hmm. you know, which puts them at a disadvantage sometimes, but it also puts the defense at a disadvantage because you are under the same time constraints.
Sure.
The difference being, you know, they had two guys and they had a bunch of people in their office that were working this case where it was Nick McClellan alone trying to prepare. Now he's got another guy. He just brought on a guy on October 31st, this Luttrell guy. So he's got some help now, you know, but still, at that point, that guy was having to play catch up anyway. So the judge got exactly what she wanted. She kicked this trial date to October of next year. She just bought all kinds of time.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.